Country Club FM.
I like it.
Have you grabbed onto this town crier bell, this one that I provided?
Yeah.
This is a sturdy...
Yes.
This is a sturdy piece of musical instrument tape.
I mean,
this
good.
Is heavy. I mean, I think it was... Might be poured out of real gold.
Well, it's a high frequency, that's for sure.
It's been forged.
It's my favorite, personally.
It's been forged. I think the little dinger in there is actual... That's actual gold.
Wow.
Let me bite it right now.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
Nothing.
And it kind of hurts because I hit a filling.
Ouch.
Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 138th day of the year, 228 left. We need to rewind because I missed a huge historical moment
yesterday. Oh,
yesterday,
really?
I missed a huge historical moment.
Uh-oh.
Let's head to the par 3 sixth at Cedar Creek in Albertville.
That is a 7-iron. That was a gaze.
Heading towards the hole. It's in.
That was an ace.
You probably didn't know that Vern Lundquist called your hole in one a year ago yesterday. Do you remember that? You didn't even mention it.
I forgot.
I wrote it down last year. I wrote it down in my notes, and I looked at it, but I missed it. It was on the page after. I need to put the note on the actual sheet from last year.
Wow, and, nice call, man.
So
that
yesterday,
is awesome.
Yesterday I was looking at it, and I go, oh, I forgot to mention your hole-in-one. That was a year ago yesterday on the par 3 sixth, probably, what, 135, 140 into the wind that day?
It was playing, it said 149, I think we stepped it off. But, it was a solid 7-iron to my back pin, and just happened to be with my buddy Big Pete.
It was a great day in golfing history.
It was. Well, thank you, Vern Lundquist. That was a
you didn't
heck
know
of a call. I didn't
and
know.
Even, he called the club right. 7-iron.
Right.
He said it's
yes,
7.
It's a 7-iron. He is correct.
1792.
Awesome.
NYSE was formed. NYSE.
Oh, yeah.
Some people call it the New York Stock Exchange,
right.
Formed on this date, 1792. I used to call it NYSE back in, I was in my teenage years doing some trading on the stock exchange.
Wow. It's that old. I had no idea that it started in the 1700s.
1875. Well, if you watch Trading Places, the two brothers, what were they? The Mortimers, or what were they? What were their last names? I can't remember. They went all the way back to that, like the beginning of the stock exchange. They were on the first board of the New York Stock Exchange. 1875, the first Kentucky Derby run at Churchill Downs in Louisville. Jockey Oliver Lewis was the winner.
Aboard
Aristides. 1875. 1954, United States Supreme Court issued the ruling. It was the famous Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka case. The High Court declared that racially separated educational facilities are inherently unequal. That was 1954. A groundbreaking decision.
Yes.
As we know. 1980. Somebody kissed goodbye.
Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do?
Drummer Peter Criss said goodbye to Kiss. He was the Catman when he had his paint on his face paint. And what's his name? Eric Carr came in to replace him. But then Chris came back, and then he left. I think he came back another time.
He may have.
Kind of like the Billy Martin of Kiss. What's his name? Gene Simmons actually said that he was fired, and he didn't just leave.
Right.
And also, did you know this? That Peter Criss was actually diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
Some 10 years ago.
I didn't know
that. And had
to
have a lumpectomy.
Wow.
The very rare male.
Rare. Yes.
It's there.
Does happen,
it does happen. But that was 1980 that Peter Criss said goodbye to Kiss, and that's him singing Beth.
Big hit for that band.
Oh, it was big. They went tender. Power ballad.
Yes,
1985. This is what happened on Dallas. It was a cliffhanger, as you would expect in the season finale.
Season finale.
In a bizarre turn of events, Bobby Ewing, one of the owners of Ewing Oil Company, has been rushed to Dallas Memorial Hospital after being struck by a car driven by his ex-sister-in-law, Catherine Wentworth. Miss Wentworth, still wanted by police after skipping bail for the shooting of Mr. Ewing last year, was declared dead at the scene of the accident.
Oh, Bobby Ewing, he dies.
She got him this time.
But as you know...
It was a dream?
It was all a dream.
Oh, boy.
That was the Season 8 finale. It turned out that Season 9, all of Season 9 was a dream, because at the end of Season 9, Pamela wakes up and he's in the shower. Holy cow. Yeah. Holy cow, JR. 1985. 1990, Kelsey Grammer sentenced to 30 days in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Was he sentenced for 30 days in jail for running with scissors, possibly?
Yes, that was the cause.
Actually, it was DWI, which you don't want to run with scissors at any time. You don't want to run with scissors when you're under the influence either.
No.
You don't want to drive when you're under the influence, and that's what he was doing. That's a no-no. Kelsey Grammer, 1990, sentenced to some prison time. 1992, 2 years later. Oh, doesn't this bring back the memories? Where are the bubbles?
You up the bubble machine.
Where's the bubble machine? How come we don't have a Bob bubble machine? We need to put that in the budget.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Lawrence Welk died at the age of 89. Lawrence Welk, Brittany, have something in common.
Yeah.
You must know him because he's also from North Dakota.
Oh, well, we all know each other, you know.
I know, because you got what, about 10 people in the whole state.
Exactly.
Strasburg, North Dakota.
Strasburg, yes.
Strasburg.
Yes, and my home of my buddy Little Al. So Lawrence Welk's the second most famous guy out of that town that I know.
Town of two?
Yeah.
So Lawrence Welk, what a show.
That
went
show
on
ran
forever, and ever and ever, and you can still catch it.
In the 50s.
It's still on now, syndication.
And ran into the 80s.
On public television. Yeah, Lawrence Welk.
Still there. And that's pretty cool.
Was 89. You know, he was good, but he also surrounded himself with good people.
Yes,
and performers. Yeah, your Lennon sisters and your Myron Florin.
Yeah.
That guy that played the oboe was huge.
Wow. Yeah, he was talented.
Both physically and literally with his oboe. So Lawrence Welk dead at the age of 89 on this date of 1992. 1996, President Clinton signed Megan's Law into effect. The law requires neighborhood notification when a convicted sex offender moves into the area. Pretty good idea.
Yeah.
That was 1996. 1998, let's head to Yankee Stadium.
All right.
Popped up right field near the line. O'Neill appears to have room. He puts it away, and David Wells has pitched a perfect game.
Oh, boy.
Against the flailing Minnesota Twins on this date, 1998, David Wells hung over.
Yeah.
He'd been on a bender.
Yeah.
And hung over. He no hit. Perfect game. No runs. No hits. No errors. No walks. No base runners. 27 up. 27 down. Guys like John Shave, Alex Ochoa, Pat Mears, Brent Gates.
Oh, that's a powerful lineup.
Did have Paul Molitor.
Yeah, Molitor was in there.
Marty Cordova, the former Rookie of the Year, but they just couldn't do anything. Pat Mears was the final out there. David Wells, perfect game. 13th in modern Major League history at that time, 1998. 2000, almost 40 years after the actual event happened, the church burning or bombing in Birmingham, Alabama, on the date in 2000. The bombing took place in 1963.
Right.
This year in 2000, this date in 2000, two former Ku Klux Klansmen arrested on those murder charges. Thomas Blanton, then later convicted. Then the other one was Bobby Frank Cherry.
Mm.
That was on this date, 2000, 2004. Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Randall died. Mm. He was Felix Unger.
Dumb, stupid idiot. I belong on the ledge. Pigeons, get off there! Man bowls me out. His whole office was thick with cigar smoke.
Light another cigar, Oscar. Burn a hole in my heart.
There he is. Is he good or what?
Oh,
you know, and the
great.
More I watch some of those Felix Unger highlights, he reminds me of Frasier. I think Frasier, when they formed that character, I think they took a little bit of Felix Unger, kind of that mad where he kind of yelled at people and things like that. Now, you're having issues with your sinuses, right? You're having
issues. Some problems.
Have you ever tried the way that Felix used to clear his sinuses? Have you ever thought about that? That's the famous Felix honk.
Yeah.
That's how he cleared his sinuses.
You want to try that? Well,
right now?
No, I don't know how he does that.
It always works. It works every time.
All right.
60% of the people say it works every time.
Wow.
That was 2004. In 2012, the Queen of Disco.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight.
Queen of Disco Donna Summer died. She was only 63. She'd been battling cancer.
Yep.
She actually claimed that she got the cancer, lung cancer, from ingesting or inhaling toxic particles from the 9/11 attack.
Wow.
2001.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know whether that was
all
ever
the time
proven.
On stage with the smoke machine.
That's what
the
I would have thought, or like smoky clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
2012, Donna Summer, she's on the radio and she's looking for some hot stuff. She died on this date. She was 63 years old. Birthdays today. Newscaster Kathleen Sullivan. She's worked on a number of networks. Yep. She is 64 today. I'm sure you've seen some of her work.
Oh,
Boxing
sure.
Hall of Famer, Sugar Ray Leonard. He's one of the greats of all time.
For sure.
He could float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. He is 61 today. He had some great matches with the marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Yes, he did.
Those were some of his big battles. Yeah, and Roberto Duran.
Hitman Hearns, Thomas.
Man, they were all over the... That's when boxing was great.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's been... There was a stretch there, and obviously the Ali years, and before that, everybody... Joe Lewis and all those other great ones, right? But it just doesn't seem to be as big of a deal now.
Yeah.
Kind of after Tyson.
The 70s and early 80s, man, boxing was
Then there was Tyson,
fun.
And yeah. then it's really been...
Yeah, it's,
and maybe it's because UFC has taken off so much, and it's kind
of
taken
sure part
some,
of it.
Yep. some of the luster off of boxing. But Sugar Ray... He is 61 today. Actor, comedian Bob Saget, Danny Tanner from Full House.
Gentlemen, Tarzan, who was raised in the jungle by apes, went to bed in better shape than that baby. Big deal, you're talking about a guy who wore diapers entire life. I really appreciate the effort, but I'll take it from here, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, he was the sane one, apparently, in the Full House, the Tanners. Mm-hmm. You know, they're redoing that show. Is it still on? Can you double-check that? It was Fuller House. Remember they did
it's
that?
They did two seasons on Netflix exclusively.
And that's all? They just did the two seasons? I guess
so
that's
far.
Probably enough.
The second season didn't premiere that long ago, so.
Okay. He also hosted your video show, America's Funniest Home Videos. Don't you remember that? He was the first
host.
You never watched that? That was kind of the first one of those whole video, the whole viral thing.
That.
Send him in and
good funny stuff. Good funny stuff.
He's not a very good stand-up comedian. He thinks he
But he goes blue.
Very blue.
Which doesn't make sense for his characters and his on-air persona. It just doesn't make sense. It's that fact in itself is almost more funny than the jokes he tells.
Yeah,
the fact
yeah.
that he goes blue. He's 61, by the way. You probably know this voice if you watch sports at all.
A tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS Sports.
He's Jim Nance. He's the number one play-by-play and broadcasting guy for CBS. And he's been doing it for a long time. That little promo I just played was from the 86 Masters.
That was early on in his career.
He has been one of their main voices for a long, long time, Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Still pretty young at 58. He's been doing it so long, you would think he was older. Simon Fuller,
Didn't
the guy.
Did he go to school with Fred Couples or something? They were at the same college.
I don't know. I think he went to Syracuse. Syracuse is great, very well known for their broadcasting school there, and it's very possible. I might be guessing. Yeah. American Idol creator Simon Fuller. He gave us American Idol. He gave us that dance show. He is big into the reality talent contest. Simon Fuller, 57. I don't know if he has anything to do with the one on ABC. Do you know, Brittany? Simon Fuller, if he is part of this, I would imagine if they're using American Idol, I'm sure he's involved somehow.
Well, they bought the rights to it.
Either hands-on or he sold his rights and sold his property in the American Idol name. And not only the name, but how they do things. Obviously, that's all copyrighted by Simon Fuller. He's 57 today. Craig Ferguson, apparently on the Late Late Show after Craig Kilborn gave it up, now it's just you have to be British in order to host the show.
Did you see the Packers Seahawks game last night? To be honest, I wasn't watching the game live, but then again, neither were the referees! What is that?
He's talking about the fail Mary.
What? One ref went like that, one ref went like that. I'm like, is this a football game or the worst YMCA ever?
Craig Ferguson, happy
birthday. We're 3 weeks into the season, and experts say there haven't been this many embarrassing calls since Mila Kunis gave me her phone number.
Yes, indeed. There he is. Happy birthday, Craig Ferguson, from The Late Late Show. He was Drew Carey's boss on The Drew Carey Show, too.
Uh-huh.
And now James Corden hosts that show, and he's British, too.
He's British,
so apparently you need to be British on The Late Late Show on CBS. He's 55. Actor and author, Hill Harper. He was on Married with Children, CSIs. He's 51. Oh, new kids on the block. You know they're coming to town in June.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
In my world, there's only one step by step, and that's Eddie Rabbit's Step by Step.
Baby,
But for you New Kids on the Block fans, Step by Step, New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul and Boys to Men are coming to the XL Energy Center in June. My wife has her tickets. I green-lighted her some tickets. I said, yeah, thumbs up.
You going too?
No, I'm not going.
You're out.
I said, no. But her and her girlfriend are going. And the guy singing lead on this song is Jordan Knight.
Oh.
From New Kids on the Block. That's the only two I know. I know Jordan Knight and then the Wahlberg kid.
Yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg. Those are the only ones I know. Sure, there's others, obviously. 47 today. Tony Parker's 35. Plays for the San Antonio Spurs. They got throttled last night.
Worked. Yeah, they better get it going.
Used to be married to Eva Longoria. Yeah. It wasn't a bad choice, but he had to give it up. He's got some French.
He messed around on her.
He's got some French lineage.
Yes.
He plays for Team France when it comes to international competition.
Yep.
Tony Parker's 35. A dancer, Derek Huff, he's a Dancing with the Stars guy. Julianne Huff is his sister, younger sister.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, he's Huff. He's in a huff. He is 32 today. And Matty Ice, who led the Atlanta Falcons to the Super Bowl this past year, and he was the NFL MVP.
Not a bad
quarterback. I wouldn't mind having him in Vikings purple.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Matt Ryan, 32 today. That's all I got.
Gone but not forgotten today, we have actress Maureen O'Sullivan. Now, there was Tarzan, there was Boy, and there was Jane.
And we already had a Tarzan
reference
earlier here today, so why not another?
Always gone.
No, dear. Always is just beginning. You and me.
And there is Cheetah right
there.
Cheetah. Boy, she looked good in a loincloth.
Yes, yes, Maureen O'Sullivan. She was a hot number. She was born on this day, 1911, opposite Johnny Weissmuller.
Although it drapes on her like polyester. I don't know how they got polyester out in the jungle. How did that happen?
It's not
a natural fiber, Neil.
No, something is not a whack there. She was 1911. A year later, 1912, announcer, commentator Grant Turner was born. He was the announcer at the Grand Ole Opry for almost 50 years.
What a good gig that was, introducing all those great country stars, Roy Acuff.
Yeah, what a great gig indeed. Can you imagine the star power that he saw on that stage? Grant Turner, 1912, singer and songwriter, rather, Bob Merrill, he wrote the song, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Pretty expensive these days.
Which we've all sang. Yeah, they don't come cheap.
Even if you want to just go adopt a dog like the Humane Society, it's hundreds of dollars.
It still costs
to cover all the good stuff. Our puppy was like $400.
What?
Yeah, he's worth it, though. He's so cute.
He also worked on the musicals Funny Girl and Carnival. Bob Merrill was born on this day, 1921. Great actor Dennis Hopper, born on this day, 1936, in a number of different movies and programs. Let's hear from him.
You know, if he didn't drink so much, he probably could have been a head basketball coach. Because here he is in Hoosiers.
All right, now listen to me. All right, this is the last shot that we got. All right? We're going to run the picket fence at him. Merle, you're the swing man. Jimmy, you're solo right. All right, Merle should be open swinging around the end of that fence. Now, boys, don't get caught watching a paint dry.
That's great advice. Neil, I'm sure you remember running the picket fence during your days at Hopkins High School. So what would happen then? You would come around. Yeah. Obviously, you were the guy they were trying to get the ball to.
Correct.
With your great shooting touch from the outside.
Correct.
So what would it feel like when you turned and saw the peach basket?
I said, why doesn't somebody cut a hole in the bottom of that thing? And just even I, at the,
and
at the tender age.
Two-hand set shot.
Yep, I was good at it. Dennis Hopper there, coach, motorcycle rider, easy rider. He met a grisly demise.
He was shooter.
In the True Grit with John Wayne back in the late 60s and Glenn Campbell. Cool Hand Luke, he was also in that. Dennis Hopper, born on this day, 1936. R&B singer Purvis Jackson. Member of the Spinners, one of my favorite groups from the 70s. Purvis Jackson, born on this day, 1938. And we lost him just a short while ago. He was in Twister, Titanic, very good in Apollo 13 and others. We're talking about Bill Paxton. He was born on this day, 1955. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
I think one of his last roles was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
on ABC,
okay.
Maybe a year ago or so.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was his very last, but that's the last time I remember seeing him in something new, Bill Paxton. He died young. Can't remember what he died of.
Yeah.
But it was back in February. Just a few months ago.
A few months ago.
Yeah, it was on BMZ, and I can't remember either.
Yeah. We'll do some quick fact checking.
Well, we can go back in the archives and listen to BMZ.
Well, that's true.
It was a stroke.
I do that on a daily daily basis. Got any other facts that we need clearing up, Brittany?
Yeah, so it's kind of tough to find out what's going on with Simon Fuller, but there was an article dated in February of this year before American Idol was signed on to ABC saying that Simon Fuller's contract had been terminated at the end of last year. And his current IMDb profile says that he was only with American Idol through 2016, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm going to say no, he's not involved with the reboot.
Okay.
But I could be wrong because there's a lot going on there.
A lot of moving parts.
With the new reboot.
It's a fluid situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like I said, Bill Paxton died of a stroke.
Okay. Thank you for
February
everything.
February 25th.
The Bob FM Almanac, the Wednesday morning edition, middle of the week, brought to you by Kurt Weers every day, Monday through Friday, not just Wednesday, not just Thursday. Kurt Weers brings us the Almanac here on Bob FM. It's United Country Real Estate. Kurt Weers is your agent. Stop by, say hi, look him up online, stop into his office, say hi to Kurt Weers, and tell him that the Almanac crew sent you, and he'll help you buy or sell a home. How about that?
Pretty good.
61 degrees. It's Bob. It's the morning show. We're going to wrap it up here. A 16-song Bobathon right around the corner. Some music as well. I'll probably play some Restless Heart coming up. That's a good bet. Maybe a 99% chance. Phil Vassar now on Bob.
Winning it.